Welcome to another episode of Township Entrepreneurs. Township Entrepreneurs is a show that is aimed at giving township entrepreneurs across South Africa the opportunity to speak about their businesses, the unsung heroes that create employment for amazing, amazing people that are out there and put food on their tables. These are seasoned entrepreneurs that are skilled, that are sharp, that have got a lot of passion and decided to go against the grain. They don't have funding. Some of them don't even have any mentorship, but they wake up every day in the morning and they push their businesses. So we're out here today in Tembisa profiling an amazing young lady who decided, no, I'm not going to work for anyone. No, I'm not going to get a blesser. I'm just going to go out there and start my own thing. So join us today. And I think I'm coming down with some flu. So join us today as we are in the pharmacy. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm well.
Hi, my name is Pilagila Mula. I'm the owner of Stego Pharmacy here in Tembisa. I'm a township entrepreneur.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Limpopo. I studied in Tefloop, studied the Bachelor of Pharmacy. And then I started working here in Tembisa. When I did my internship at Tembisa Hospital, and then I moved to Louis Pasteur Private Hospital. Then I moved to retail pharmacy, working for somebody in Limpopo, Lebowa Kgomo Pharmacy. And that's where the bug bit for me to actually realize that this can be me one day.
Yeah. And then just tell me, I mean, being a pharmacist is not really a conventional thing that a lot of people want to get into. Why are you, a rural girl from Limpopo, wanting to be a pharmacist?
Actually, that happened by accident.
Oh, okay.
Yes, growing up, I wanted to study medicine. You know, when you are bright and the parents will be pushing you towards becoming a doctor someday. So, but then I couldn't get into beds or medunta, so I went to University of the North, now Limpopo. And I wanted to study BSc my first year, and then we'll see what happens the next year.
Yeah.
But when I got there, it was full. That's right. Yeah. Somebody pointed me to School of Pharmacy.
Oh, wow.
That's how it happened.
So, I mean, when the entrepreneurial bug bit you, back then when it bit you, I mean, what was going through your mind? Did you have funding to start the business? I mean, did you have an idea of how you were going to start?
Not so much, but like I said, my previous boss, actually inspired me. So I was just taking notes and then saving a bit. I didn't have any funding to start with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just
no loans from the bank?
Personal loans, yes.
Wow. Now, being a township pharmacist, more than anything, you're not a sangoma or anything. So what are some of the misconceptions that you had to, you know, fight off as people when you started the business?
I think people will just look at you and think that maybe this is still going to be some kind of a spaza shop. But then they actually come in and then they get to see you in action. And then that's when they realize, okay, this person actually means.
What are some of the exciting things that you get up to here at Tibo Pharmacy?
Exciting. We learn something new every day, especially when you work with people who come in with different problems and illnesses and what have you. So it's basically getting up in the morning is not that difficult.
Yeah.
Because, you know, by the end of the day, you have done something great for somebody.
And how long have you guys been in business for?
We've been here since 2013, I think. Yeah, early 2013. Yes.
And how have you found being a female business owner in Tembisa, in the township?
It's got its challenges because, like most of the time, when people actually walk in, they don't look at you as the owner of the business. They think you're just working here. And they obviously will always find those customers that are kind of rude, asking. May I speak to the owner? And I'm like, what is she? But dealing with suppliers and all that, that doesn't really make a difference. They just look at you as a business person, and that's that.
And I mean, I've seen over the years with different pharmacists that some of them play a role which is way bigger than being a pharmacist. Do you find yourself in that position with clients that are coming in here that sometimes maybe they might be coming for things that they really don't need and you end up offering way more care than what is required or mandated of you?
Yeah, I guess so, because sometimes people actually come in with more questions. Yes, they come in thinking they want this, but they actually don't need that particular thing. But and there are also times where we feel that we need to send this person to the doctors, because obviously we don't do examinations.
Yeah.
So there are times where you need to just tell them, no, this I cannot help you with. You need to get clearer answers from somebody else. That's what we do, yeah. But we basically in the community, so most of the people, sometimes they just come in to ask questions without buying anything, just needing advice. So, yeah.
And do you charge
that makes my day. That makes my day, yes.
Yeah.
Now, since starting your business in 2013, have you found that there's a lot of support from the township in terms of people coming in, wanting to buy and all that stuff?
Yes, we're growing actually. Every day you can, we get a lot more new people added to the ones that you already have as a clientele. So I think, yes, people actually, they tell people that you can find this day. So they come in saying, somebody sent me here. So.
You know what I'm interested in? You know, a lot of people look at businesses, and especially in the township sense, and they think that, ah, that was easy, I could do that. Just take me a little bit back. When you started this business in the first couple of months, what were some of the challenges and some of the emotions that you were going through at the time?
Actually, it's very tough in the beginning, because like we actually started in Olifantsfontein.
Okay.
But then it couldn't work out, because like Olifantsfontein is more industrial.
Yeah.
So you find 15 December companies close, then all of a sudden the place is empty. There's no business at all.
Yeah.
So it took us a while to find our feet, and I felt that Olifants wasn't working for us. So we moved here to the people, closer to the people. So it's tough in the beginning, because like firstly people don't know you, so you have to go do all those flyers and all that so that people can come in. But now after a few months, then you get to find your feet, and then I suppose also the service that the people get, that's where word of mouth come in.
Yeah, and now just tell me a bit. Did you find that when you were starting out with your business, you had support from friends and family, or were they just looking at you to do the conventional thing?
No, my family was my rock, because it was really, really tough. At some point, I almost lost my car and my house, but family was there, so they helped.
Wow.
So you were really serious a little bit earlier on when you were talking about the fact that there was no funding at all.
Yes, I was. It was only... I got personal loans. I actually did try to go to NYDA. I could qualify at the time. So they gave me the forms and all that, but then I found it was a bit difficult, because you have to find somebody who will act as surety and all that, and it was just, who do I ask to be my surety, you know, stuff like that. So I just, it just, that's why we started small. It's been growing. This is like a process, yeah. So it's still growing. We're still growing. Everything that we get, we put it back into the business. We're still growing, but we'll get there someday.
Yeah.
How many people do you employ?
I've got 2 assistants.
Wow, so you've been able to create employment as well.
Yes.
That's heavily commendable, because I mean, this is what township business is all about.
That's what makes my heart warm, actually, knowing that I'm helping Chiefenes out there.
Can I ask a very personal question? I'm a business owner, I'm a township entrepreneur as well. There are those months where you have no money at all. Do you come across those months?
I've had many of those.
And how do you go over that?
I've just learned to just live within my means. And then, unfortunately, I've got a little boy, a 3-year-old boy, and those, you can't postpone anything when it comes to kids. So whatever little that I have, I'll spend it on my boy, and me going to the movies is to go to me now.
You mentioned a little bit earlier on that you were inspired by one of the gentlemen you used to work for in Limpopo. Do you have a mentor currently who mentors you?
No, not at all. I just draw from what I learned from there.
So which leads me back to this question. What inspires you to wake up day in and day out? I mean, it's 3 years now. It's over 1,000-some days that you've been waking up every day in the morning. What inspires you to wake up every day in the morning and come here?
It's a dream that I have. I've always wanted to make a difference in people's lives, and I feel I'm doing it here. So that's why it's no-brainer. Like, getting up in the morning is not that difficult.
You know, It's a very inspiring story, but you know where it's leading me to is this. Where do we see Tsibo in the next five years?
I think I'm hoping that the business will actually just grow, and maybe even have the vaccinations, immunizations for babies, and all that. That's my dream. I'm hoping to do that someday. And then obviously we have to follow protocol, get licensing again from the pharmacy council to allow us to do that. But yeah, I'm hoping to make it a wholesome, the medical wholesome thing altogether.
And Pilari, what makes you guys different? I'm sure there are other pharmacies that are coming up, you know, that are seeing you guys, that are inspired by the work that you're doing, but you guys are still here in business. The other giants out there that are doing well in the market. What makes you guys different? What keeps people coming here?
I'm trying to make it feel like we are family.
Yeah.
Like, I've got old ladies who have my cell phone number. They'll call me from wherever they are, Ivory Park or wherever, asking for whatever. If they need to send their little ones to come and collect something, they call me first so that we can decide what is it that they need. Stuff like that. I'm trying to make it feel like they are family.
Wow, that's an amazing service that you're offering, I'm telling you, because you're going over and above the call of duty. Now, in terms of some of the products that you sell in here, is it the conventional medicine? I mean, are they products that you sell as an over and above to cater to the market?
No, it's mainly conventional stuff.
Yeah.
Every other thing that we'll get is to be on demand. Like, sometimes people will come in asking you for a product that you didn't even know. So then I go and do my research, and then I'll get the product in. So it's like I'm learning every day. It's simple as that.
Now, Pilari, your story is exceptional. You've gone against the grain. You've beat the odds, in a sense. What is your words of inspiration to other female township entrepreneurs out there that are looking at your story and thinking to themselves, we are so inspired, we'd like to get into the same industry?
Well, I would say if you dream it, you can actually make it. So the main thing is to have that thing in you that says, I want to do this. Because there will be tough times and you feel like throwing the towel, but if this is what you want to do really, then you go out there and you do it.
One of the things that we learned from today is this. People do business with people that they like. So it's very, very important that even as you're developing different products within your company, within your brand, you develop in such a way that they're going to have a personal touch. One gentleman I was speaking to a couple of months back said that it's not that we do things or different or we're trying to create perfect products, but what we are trying to create is a perfect experience. So one of the key things that you then need to do in your company or in your brand, in your organization, is that create a perfect and an amazing customer experience, because and a perfect product is overrated. Other people have got perfect products, but they're not really selling as well because of the fact that there is no connection with those individuals. It goes back to what I started with. People do business with people that they like. So make your product as likable as possible and make your product as personal as product. If I could sum it up in one word, I'd say this. Give it a wow effect. It's that innate ability to call up one of your suppliers on their birthday and say, happy birthday. Call up one of your clients when you know that they've been very sick. I mean, the guys that we're interviewing today are in the pharmacy business. Call up one of your clients when they were sick and give them advice, or rather just to check up on them. Those are some of the things that help you in retaining your customers. And you know one thing, when you build relationships, you retain customers, you build up your sales, because sales is the lifeline of every business. So the most important thing is make it personal, build relationships, make friends, and make a lot of money. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of Township Entrepreneurs. Join us yet again next week as we profile other entrepreneurs. Thank you very much. Join us on social media. The hashtag is appearing on your screen. join us in conversation. Thank you very much.